oh Jesus. Hallelujah.
Something is breaking between mortal and immortal.
Blessed be your name.
The sun's coming up.
Oh Jesus.
Removing the darkness of night.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
The keys being given. Opening dimensions. Life and immortality is coming to light. Something is breaking between mortal and immortal. The sun's coming up, removing the darkness of night. The keys being given, opening dimensions. Life and immortality is coming to light. A seal breaks open. A man caught a vision. He heard a voice of a prophet saying, sail on, sail on. And just like Abraham, he's in search of another land. The unseen is now being made visible as WT goes. Something is breaking between mortal and immortal. Spring sun's coming up. He's removing the darkness of night. Yes, the key's being given, and it's opening dimensions. Life and immortality is coming to light. As crisis rises, the world gets in good pains. They see
That's the real word. That's the real word. Take on your living. Oh, think about this. Think about it. It's not for me. Oh, my. Opening dimensions. Keys being given. What's the inspiration of this song? What's the awareness? What's the channel? Opening dimensions. A place where we can work with the Spirit in this evil hour, in this evil time. Oh my God. When I look into your holiness, song number 8. When I gaze into your loveliness, and all things that surround me become shadowed in the light of you. Oh. What kind of relationship? What kind of feeling? What kind of atmosphere? What kind of grace? What kind of love is this? A bride, a wife, expressing back that divine love to a husband that is caring, that is so concerned in a time like this, in the judgment hour, that you can show her the things on the earth, that you can bring the past, the mystery of prophecy in her own life. She can see it. She can be aware of the environment. She can know what to do. She can understand the hour. You only look and you can see grace. You can see the kind of love, the kind of appreciation. What a, you just don't hear the word though. You see a person. He's personalizing the word. He's relating to us because he loves us. He said, never leave in a position.
Have been offered, dear God. And Lord, at the time of the offering of the sacrifice, the incense must go up and the lamps must be trimmed, dear God. And so, Father, we think of Ezra, how you waited. You waited until the evening sacrifice was offered, and then he went into prayer. So God, knowing that this is the time, Father, when prayer can be effective, when to the shed blood, to this revelation, this sacrifice, this atonement that has been restored back to us at evening time. Yet God, we can come with confidence, knowing that faith in that finished work, Lord, you have declared us to be righteous. And so the effectual fervent prayer for righteous people availeth much. And knowing, dear God, that we have needs. And knowing, Lord, you promise that you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. We have no reason to doubt you, Father. Because down through these years, how we have seen your great mighty hand provide and supply our every need. Break the power of every enemy that stood before us. Open our way so many times when there seems to be no way, dear God. And the day we stand as a people with experience. Not novices, Lord. Not fresh recruits, but trained soldiers. Knowing how to be adaptable. Knowing how to take charge of every circumstance. Because of the never-failing presence of Jesus Christ that has been with us, dear God. You said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I've never failed but to prove that every time. And we thank you for that, Lord. Oh, God, just to come into your house this evening. And to know that we're two or three are gathered together in your name. Yeah, you are in the midst. And so we worship you in spirit and truth. Knowing the Father seeketh such to worship him. Lord Jesus, we pray that your Holy Spirit, Lord, we take every heart and every mind, every spirit, every soul. Lord, just bring us into that place where the veil can drop around us. And you can be within our focus. And your presence, Lord, can move in our hearts. We think of when we were last here on Wednesday night, the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit that was with us, Lord, and we left under that anointing. Now we have come back, seen all the traffic on the road and all the hustle and bustle. Oh God, we know how the enemy, Lord, has made the world in such a condition in these last days. But God, you have taught us, Father, dear God, that how to stay under the influence of your word, how to abide in the word. He said, if we abide in your word and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will. Tonight we pray for the leadership of your spirit in this service. We pray that the Holy Spirit, Lord, would speak to us in such a way that, God, our hearts could be tendered up before you in prayer. And when we come, Lord, we can truly enter in your presence and enter into the kind of communion where faith takes a hold, where we can pray with confidence, Lord. We can pray knowing, dear God, that your ear is attentive to our supplications, that you are a prayer answering God, standing present to meet every need. That is why you have revealed these things. That is why you have dealt with us in the manner in which you have. So you can fulfill your will in and through us. Have your blessed way, Father. Sanctify us all now. Lead and direct us to get honor and glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. If there be any under wisdom, you bring them in quickly, Father. Those that couldn't be here tonight, may remember them. Brother Ellison, Brother Junior, Lord, out in St. Lucia, may you be with them, Father. May the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of Jesus Christ, be with them, dear God, as they would meet with the people this evening, dear God. May you direct them in what they should say and what they should do and how they should represent you, Father, that your light would shine through them, dear God, that the people can see Jesus Christ and you can witness that representation, Lord, in such a way to let them know these are your servants, it is you in their midst, Father. You can open every heart like you did to Lydia to attend unto the things that Paul spake. May you grant it, we ask. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Praise his mighty name. I'd like to invite your attention over in the book of Daniel. We kind of pick up from maybe chapter 2. We read from there for the prayer service. And I've been preaching Daniel. I kind of drop in, jump back Sunday and Wednesday to speak a little bit on disguise for deception. I really didn't finish it out, but we in prayer service tonight, and I told you I'll be picking up back Daniel and all these things that's happening. And it's so beautiful. It don't just deal with the events that's taking place outside there, but it shows to us also the condition, the attitude we have to be in as believers. So beautiful. I'd like to drop in about verse 14. And from verse 1 to 14 tells you how Nebuchadnezzar had the dream. He forgot the dream. He called his astrologers and his magicians, his sorcerers, the whole ministerial association in his big denomination there, to talk to them, that they could give him some insight or bring back his remembrance or even tell him what he had dreamt. To them it seems so unreasonable that he would ask such a thing, because they say, if you could tell us what you dream, then we might tell you the interpretation. But if you can't tell us what you dream, what do you expect us to know what you dream? And so he got so angry because the dream was had such an impact upon him that he knew it was something so important. He never had such a dream before. God had visited him in his subconscious mind. And he decided to kill every one of them. And you know how the decree went out. And Arioch, who was given the charge to get rid of all the magicians and everything, Daniel heard about it. And I like that. I like faith. You know, ever since I come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, even while I was yet uncircumcised, I used to do some strange things. Especially when I come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, I had a tight post in the Word that I could hold into a promise. Before, I didn't have no tight post, but while I was yet uncircumcised, you had the faith inside of you. The Bible says Abraham had the faith while he was yet uncircumcised, predestination. And, you know, you used to do some things, and then when you get the tight post and that seal is quickened, then how much greater it is. And just in this situation here, watch the eagle, he just broke into a realm. Verse 14, he decided, we are not going to die. Verse 13, and the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom. I like that. He answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, and that he would show the king the interpretation. He didn't have time to ask God, but he asked the man for time, because that's a confidence in your God. That's a confidence in your God. I like that. It sounds simple, but you see, if you and God make an arrangement before, and God tell you, I'll do that, go and say that. But he is taking it like how Joshua sent him 2 spies, and they tell Rahab, we're giving you a short token. And then they tell Joshua, we give a woman a promise, she's not going to die. She help us out. He's going to honor that. He's going to honor that. You see, it's something when you commission. It's something when you commission. And here, Daniel says, he says, you relax, give us a little time. God is going to give this answer. He didn't ask God yet if he'll give the answer, no, but you know God is going to give this answer. Amen. God put you in situation that he wants to see you not ashamed or embarrassed to witness to people the kind of person he is. And how he stands by his people. And how he stands for his people. And the promises that he gives is good when things get dark, when things get hard. Not always when things smooth, you want to trust God. When things get kind of rough, that's when you really want to trust Him. Amen. That's when you know it is really good. Proverbs said, "Woman trusted." She said, "I trusted God until the reins, the horses broke." He said, "At the time she should trust God, because while she had the reins in her hands, she could control the horse. But when the reins broke, that's when she gave up." No. That's when God came out of your hands in God's hands now. Amen. You're not going to trust God then. So then Daniel went in and desired the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and he made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, his companions. Young man who loved to pray, who knew how to pray and had praying friends. And birds of a feather flocked together. These four men end up in Hebrews 11. With faith to quench the violence of fire and faith to shut the mouth of lions. I want you to see some more Daniel here. Many times we think of him as a great vision seer, great mystery, great prophetic things. But one of the key things about Daniel, here he's a young boy. He's a young boy now in Babylon. When he ends up in Daniel 9 and 10, he's an old man. 68 years had passed. But Daniel 9, he found out he only had 2 more years. They were down there 68 years already. So if he's down here about 15, 17, there is about 80-something years. But for all the true Daniel life, you see him praying. He was still praying and waiting 21 days, but he answered the prayer in the last vision. In chapter 6, when they bring the decree, nobody should pray to the God, he was still praying. Here, as a young boy, he knew to pray. That's why it's just not knowledge. That's why it's just not information. Watch the life behind these things. Watch the life behind these things. A life that is in fellowship with God, that loves to walk close to Him, that loves Him and wants to spend time in His presence, is a life that God can always come to, and God always desires to make His will known to people like that. God see you living for Him because you love Him. God see you want to please Him. And God see you love to spend time. A man who prays is a man who has to spend time in God's presence. That is a man who has brought the spirit subject. That is not running head to skelter everywhere and then running hurry before God trying to find something. He can wait before God. He can let things go undone to wait before God. But when God, because remember, you can't pull nothing out to God. God is speaking His own time. And so now He put you this along the other way. And you just have to wait and wait and wait. And you have to have confidence, and you can't fret yourself and get frustrated that God is too long for you. Because this God we're talking about, He's more interested in your need than you could ever be interested in your need. So he went to his companions that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret. We have a great secret that we need to seek God about in this hour too. Nothing was spoken in Matthew when he spoke in the seals of that secret. Nothing was spoken in the book of Revelation when he spoke of that secret. It was silence in Matthew. He didn't speak of that seventh seal. It was silence over here. And when he was revealing the seven seals, it was still silence. He said, "I feel checked not to say no more about this. It's a secret. And the rapture is a revelation only for the bride. She has to get that secret. She has to get that secret. She has to fellowship with God in that secret." Amen? But here's a man who believed that God reveals secrets. That they would desire mercy of the God of heaven concerning this secret. And that Daniel and his fellow should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. But if you don't get a hold of this secret, you're not going to rapture. The great threefold secret in the back part of his mind, he put in the heart of the bride. Is that right? And the bride now has the mind, and she knows what he wants done with the word. There's the secret. The word is in the bride. She has the secret. You have to know, is it revealed to me? Has God made it known to me? Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. How am I living my life? If I have this secret, the gates of hell can prevail against me. I have the answer to the devil's question. I have the answer to the devil's question. Is that what he said it was? That's what he said it was. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. And then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. You ever seek God for something and God make it known to you? You ever inquire of the Lord and then you get happy when you see the answer come? That's a beautiful experience. That's a beautiful experience. I used to cry. I used to weep. I used to beg God. Coming to the message, 1973, read my church's book. And the prophet said, this book is written only for the bride. Today, by the grace of God, I can stand up here and try to speak to you without the Bible, Revelation 1 to Revelation 20. And Daniel 1 to Daniel 12, without the Bible. It's inside of me. Not just rehearse the scripture, but even the revelation of it. You get what I'm saying? Because that tears wasn't in vain. That cries me. You know why? I believe I was one of the bride. I believe I was one of the bride. You tell them, brothers, if I only know nothing Lambok alive, there's no Lambok alive. I didn't even like the truth. That's a true statement. If you're bride, that's a true statement. If you're not bride, that's just nonsense you're talking. But if you're a bride, that's a true statement. Because God is incomplete without you. Amen. Watch. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. And then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changed the times and the seasons. Watch the prayer now. He's praising God here now. He's blessing God because he has the secret. He see over the dream and he have the interpretation. And he's glorifying God in his prayer. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and set up kings. He see all that in the vision. He see all that in the vision. Because the vision is about kings and kingdoms. The vision about times and seasons for different kingdoms. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Because he was wise. That's why he was one of the wise men in Babylon. And he had understanding. And they were 10 times brighter than the men in the palace. And he said, look how God giving even revelation to people that are wise and have understanding. Watch the prayer. He revealed the deep secret things. Things that nobody knew. Things that ought to be. Things that was to come. Greece hadn't become a world power yet. Medes and Persia hadn't become a world power yet. Rome hadn't become a world power yet. But he was seeing all these things in vision. Even unto the consummation. Think of it. And he acts and the light dwelleth with him. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it beautiful? Here is a man with an experience fresh of God doing this. And watch how praise. Prayer is praying to God in your present experience. Right there, blessing God because your word is fresh. It's happened to him. It just happened to him. And out of that inspiration is coming forth. Spirit-born prayers. Spirit-breathed prayers coming up to him. You God do something for you nice in the day. God do something this week. In this last season, the words that are open to you. You begin to understand your place. You God begin to deal with you. Bring you back to remembrance. And then you come to prayer and say, I know the prayer. And I'm trying to remember scriptures. And I'm trying to remember quotes. No. Just pray right in where the Spirit is. Where he have dealt with you. And then that will take you into all the world. Amen. Glory. I thank thee and praise thee, O Lord God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me, now, present tense, what we desire of thee, for thou hast now, made known unto us the king's matter. God, I thank you. Jeremiah was a great prophet, Lord. He prophesied Babylon was going to capture the world and a seed come to pass and we end up down here. Lord, I thank God that I have the word of your prophet, Lord, that I could read it. Lord, I thank God for the faith of our fathers and Moses and Joshua and them that bring us out to Egypt and bring us in the land, Lord. But Lord, I thank you just this last moment here when I walked in and gathered my brothers together and we went into prayer. He was right there, the same God of the Bible was right there revealing to us what we had need of. and you make this secret known to us. Is the God with Paul, and the God of Luther, and the God with Brother Branham, and the God of with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and David and them, is that the same God we gather with here tonight? Are we the predestined in the last days to finish up this plan? Have we been seeing that God revealing and identifying himself among us? Have we come in expectation and anticipation tonight that God, amen, will speak to us and reveal things to us that we need to know in this hour because our life depends upon it? If it's not made known to us, we don't know how to prepare, we don't know how to go. We'll be caught in the darkness like the rest of the people. Amen. Glory. May I have your seat? I'll continue to read after you're seated. Therefore, Daniel went in unto Ariel, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He had asked Ariok and the king some time, so he goes back to Ariok here. He went and said unto him, destroy not the wise men. Oh my, isn't that wonderful? The man has a love in his heart. He didn't just have truth, he has love too. He ain't thinking about himself. He said, man, they fall, there are no revelation. They got kill all of them. I have the revelation. No. Lord, don't kill them. He uses influence to save them. You get what I'm saying? In the midst of all that, he can get excited and take them. We have the revelation. No. He think of those whose life was in danger and he didn't see the need for them to die. Because they could still be taught. And now that if he could be influential in saving the life, he would even have a greater effect upon them to help them. They might be more attentive and willing to listen now to him. You get what I'm saying? Something that God sees and could identify with in your life. Something that God sees about you that is Christ. Because God can only identify with Jesus. Not that. God sealed himself a man, but God tabernacled in Christ. And God said, any man who come to me in Christ. I don't meet you outside of Christ. Christ is the only one I can identify myself with. You accepted in the beloved. Is that right? Not in your own merit, but in the beloved. Glory. So watch. So this is the way we want to be. We talk about prayer tonight. This is the way we want to be. And I'm not so much doing a get myself coming over like I'm trying to preach to you. I want to get myself coming over to you like I'm sitting and talking to you and saying, hear how we want to pray. Hear how we want to grow in our prayer life. Hear how we want to walk close. Hear how we want to understand this channel that God has given to us that we can come before and make requests known to him. And here is how we see in the Bible what God identified himself with and blessed. At the beginning of the Gentile dispensation, which is a seed to show what is going to happen at the end of the Gentile dispensation. You know what I'm saying? But that's a type of this day. And that's a type of the real church. And the real church have a revelation in the secret. They have gifts of the spirit. They have faith. Is that right? Overcoming, conquering faith. And they have love. And they pray. What a church. And they have ministry of angels. What a church. What a church. That's where we want to be. You like the Bible? Nice, eh? Daniel. Always touch me. I call a little boy Daniel too. Always touch me. When I see it says, thou art greatly beloved in heaven. Thou art greatly beloved. A salutation beginning. Mary, thou art highly favored. Blessed art thou. But there is thanks to the bride. There's thanks to the last, the bride. And when that same mighty angel descended and comes down, well, but that's the salutation. That's the salutation. Amen. To know his love put us in the greatest age. His love make us, give us the greatest light to walk in. His love has already promised us you won't go through no tribulation. Amen. All the scheme that they're going to trap the whole world, enslave and kill. You're not going to be trapped inside of there. His love already forewarned you and tell you, don't be bothered about that. His love comes and bring ice salves, white raiment, and go try in the fire to take you out. Is that right? God greatly beloved. God greatly beloved this evening. He said, God, the angel said, come, I'll show you the lamb's wife. I'll show you who the lamb choose when he sent Eliezer out at evening time. I'll show the character he found. I will show the little dark-skinned Rebecca girl that he found by the well there. I'll show you, amen! Glory be to God in the high. I'll show the one riding the beast, amen, that she watered, that packing her to the unseen bridegroom. I'll show you her. She's blood relation. Amen. Glory! Beautiful. Isn't it? You have to enter the music. It is a symphony. The symphony of God's word. You get caught up into it. Amen. Because a great composer composed this. And he composed it as a drama. Amen. And when you play it, it moves you inside. Because you get to see the swing. You get in the swing of the symphony. You get in the rhythm of the word. And the great drama is playing out. Amen. And you realize, oh my God, serving God great. Lord, I love you. Amen. I want to sell you down my heart and soul. Hey, come here, watch the word breaking seven seals, seven tongues in you. No. Oh, Jesus is sweet. I see your veil. Look over thing in the Bible right here, Lord. You're taking the cover off. You're lifting the cover. You're exposing it to the onlooker. That will just previously shut up. That's right. Oh, my. Paul says, remember when I was with you, I told you these things. Telling the Thessalonians about Daniel. Is that right? You had talked inside of there. For 3 months you were there. You had to run for his life. But in 3 months there, the thunders came out of his mouth. You got foolish in 2 Thessalonians, the Lord himself, shall the Son of Heaven shout. Come back to glorification. He had preached the seventh seal. He had opened, and that the thunders went. Then he had to show us in Revelation, the man has seen the last day. He had to go back to Daniel and pick it up also. Apocalypse. Is that right? Can't get away from that word, man. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Man. Tell you, getting God's presence like that there, hope you break through veils. My. Yes, sir. Look at this young boy. He's a young boy here. He's like any one of these boys here. 17, 18 years. You're role models? What you write in the Bible? What you read? Young man there, knowing the word of God. Young man there, come before God. Think how much of old soothsayers and sorcerers and everything in Bible school get plastered the wall with degrees. And in all kind of denominational sorcery. Yet young boys out of Judah. Royal seed. Amen! Glory be to God in the highest. They come from the loins where the Messiah promised for them. Princes in Israel. Yes, sir. My, they in the empire. They in the empire. Babylon has devoured the earth. That lion with eagle wings, swiftness and boldness, ferocity conquered the world, broke it up in pieces. It's going to bring one religion, one government. Is that right? One economy. They had it back there. They make everybody worship this image. Is that right? Nebuchadnezzar rule over everything. One king. That's right. Then one economy, every world was, the whole world was under tribute to Babylon. At the beginning of the Gentile dispensation, just like it is here. Revelation 13, verses 7 and 18, it's going to come to one world government, one world economy, one world religion. Everything will worship the beast. Is that right? Exactly here. Otherwise, you'll be killed like they threw in the fiery furnace and not doing it. But watching that time, young boys. Young boys, amen. Young men, young men. But I guarantee their pants wasn't hanging down and falling off the waist. And... Oh no, sir. Them young men had straight eyes. Their thinking was filtered, amen. They had the word of the prophet. Yes, sir. They might be living in the system without privilege, as when they was in their own homeland. Because Babylon has broken up and conquered everything. Amen. Subdue the people. They might have subdued their flesh, but in their heart, they couldn't subdue us in their heart. In their heart, doesn't commune with God. You know, I sure, I don't like a better position. I like more money. I like a better place. I can be in my own homeland. But the thing is, I'm out here under these circumstances. But my God is with me inside of here. When I hear the fiery footage of the lion's den, my God is with me. Amen. Glory be to God in the height. You believe that tonight? You think the same way? Amen. These things are written for our examples. I'm speaking of Daniel. We're going to take a life of prayer. Daniel's life of prayer. We had a Jonah prayer meeting and Esther awakening and Hannah prayer meeting and all these things. And here we're going to take Daniel a little bit. Watch. Man of prayer. There's a prayer life from the believer that comes out in this hour. Revelation. Same kind of time. Same kind of hour. Hannah between the days of the judges and a king being raised up in Israel. She in a conjunction time. Daniel here in a conjunction time. When Babylon conquered the whole world and bring everything subject. Jonah, a ministry of resurrection in the hour of judgment. Think of it, representing Christ to Gentiles. Jonah ministry was to Gentiles, a resurrection ministry. That was in the first coming, friend. That's now. That's now. Sure, it had part of it yet. But then he went for to bring judgment upon Gentile. Jonah and Nahum. Remember, I mentioned years ago, two books. Both speak of Nineveh. One of Nineveh repentance, one of Nineveh's judgment. Jonah and Nahum, the dove went forth, and then Nahum put the judgment upon it. Think of it. He's worshiping God, he's a worshiper. Went into Arioch now, and verse 25 says, and Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste, and said thus unto him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation. Man and flesh, I tell you. Daniel went looking for the man. He gone before the king, said, I have found the man. Man always like to steal somebody's thunder, inject themselves in the picture, try to take some of the credit when they had nothing to do with it. Isn't it something? Daniel, you want to tell him, look, give me some time. Don't be so hasty. We need to contact with God. We have to do the will of God. When God revealed the thing, now Daniel went looking for the man. But the man go before the king, trying to make some mileage off of the thing. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret, again, next same word, secret. It was a secret of God, a mystery secret that was in the back part of God's mind. It was prophecy sealed up in symbols. It was prophecy from the beginning of the Gentile age all the way to the kingdom of the God of heaven. India is sealed up, church ages, seals, trumpets, vials, thunders, everything is sealed up inside that secret. Last half of the 70th week, Daniel said, everything is sealed up inside of here. Prophecy in a symbol form. The whole book of Revelation, from chapter 1, 1895, until the new heaven and new earth, is sealed up inside of here. Is that right? What a secret. And this thing revealed to Daniel. That boy had that secret. That young boy had a secret. You think God, you're too young to get the revelation tonight? You think you're too young? You ain't too young. The reason God put me in the Bible is to tell you, young men shall see visions. Young men shall see visions. Old man dream the dream, but the young man see it over and bring the revelation. That's right. At the beginning of the Gentile dispensation. Is that right? And said, the secret which the king had demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king. But there is a God in heaven. The king asked him if you could do it, you know. But watch, in action, with reverence and humility. He glorifying God inside the prayer room, and he glorifying God before the king. He's not interested in promoting self. He's not interested in no reputation. You get what I'm saying? He's been cleansed from that kind of defilement. That's why God could trust him with the things God is making known to him. Because God knows when he gets before great men, he'll honor his God. He'll represent God. Don't be short-sighted tonight. Don't be short-sighted. Don't want things for selfish purposes. Anything you want from God is to glorify the God who gave it to you. Anything you want from God is to make known that God to others. You have to recognize God called you to be his representative. God has chosen you and God has bestowed his favor upon you by making you his son and daughter. Amen. Because he desires to project his life to you. Use what you have and what God has given you for God, because that's what he gave it to you for to begin with. He didn't give it to you to compete with others. He didn't give it to you to try to make a name for yourself. He gave it to you to honor him and to help his people. Look at Daniel trying to save others when he had the truth. Trying to glorify God when he had the truth. You think while he was in prayer, God wasn't seeing that? God already knows what he's going to do with it when he gets it. Is that right? Learn these things. Don't let your life be shallow. Shallow life is gimme, gimme, gimme. I say, Lord, no. Block my name out. You say, you know why? People are going to say, you bring these people out and you can't take them in. And they will reproach the name of the God of heaven. He was thinking more about God's name than his own self and his own existence and having a bigger church than what he had back there. You get what I'm saying? And God saw that was Christ in Moses. To please the Father. I came not with my own will. I do the thing always that pleases him. Let's get that desire tonight. Let's have that desire tonight. That's what it means when they say the inwards washed in water. The inwards washed in water. That when you offer before God, you see a holy man taste. You see a thinking man filter. You see a life that is living to honor him. Daniel answered, verse 27 again, the prince of the king, and said, the secret which the king had demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers, show unto the king. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and make it known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in thy days. Is that what it says? What shall be when? In what? The latter days. The latter days. God is showing him what is going to be in the latter days, in our time. That's why the book, and the seal of the book, Daniel, is for many days, the time of the end. For the latter days. Thy dream and the vision of thy head upon thy bed are these. Oh, man. He's standing there. The young boy already know how to take his place. He already understands his place in the kingdom of God. He stands there as a mouthpiece of God declaring. Watch. I could almost see the drama. Not almost, I'm seeing the drama. I'm in the drama here. I could see change gear right here. After he talked all that, I see him change gear right here. He said, thy dream, because now he's going to bring the revelation. Now he's going to bring the revelation. Thy dream and the vision of thy head upon thy bed are these. No uncertainty here, you know. Never a man see over next man's dream and interpret, you know. What? Prophetic dream like that? Right down to the consummation? Even Joseph and Joseph interpreted was something just a local thing back there in that time. You know? He's talking about the end. We see Greece become a world power. We see Mesopotamia become a world power. We see Rome become a world power. We see Eisenhower and Khrushchev, iron and clay. Down to the bottom, we see the headstone coming these days. Think of it. And here he stands here. My, Thy dream and the vision of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed. What should come to pass hereafter? He said, you was in your bed and you was thinking about the times. Because you conquered the world. You conquered the mighty and then you conquered the holy people. And you have nothing else to conquer. And you became the head of gold. And Babylon captured the whole world. And broke it up in pieces and now is ruling it. He said, you're sitting there thinking, what is going to happen now after my great conquest and all these things? He said that you was in that condition in your bed. He was right there in your bed. Because dreams is a reflection of the subconscious. So God gave him that frame of mind, put him to sleep, and dropped down the subconscious and begin to reveal things. And he revealed secrets. Make it known to thee what shall come to pass. He that revealed secrets, make it known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living. He said, not because I might be more knowledgeable, that's why this was revealed to me. God didn't look at man's status and man's ability. No, no, no. But for their sakes, that they shall make known, that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. Thou, king, sawest and behold a great image. This great image whose brightness was excellent stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. And he goes right down through for the next 10 verses. Described from the head of gold and the chest of silver and the thighs of brass and the legs of iron, toes of iron clay, and then the rock come and smite it and grow into a great mountain. And verse 45. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof is sure. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth, it is your God. It is a God, is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and the chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested the king, and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the kingdom of the province of Babylon, but Daniel sat in the gate of the king. And when the king is honoring him, he know, no, four of us wasn't praying. When I saw the need, I went and gathered you all and said, brothers, where two or three are gathered together is me. There he's only four of us there. And instead of he take personal honor, he do so and says, king, these three men here is equally in this, just like me. He said, I might be the one who see it, but we all agree together in prayer and the support, and we look to God, and God answered these things. Oh, brother, I tell you, what a servant of God. What a man of God, Daniel. Young, gifted men gathered together in prayer, seeking revelation from God. Isn't that something? Tonight, can't we, young, gifted church here, gather in prayer, seeking revelation from God, that God would meet with us and meet these needs. Paul says in Ephesians 2, he said, I pray that God would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. The book of Revelation, friends, and the book of Daniel tells us in symbol form of things that is happening on the earth today, that without the revelation of those things, the world is to be deceived. The only difference between us and denomination is because God, by sovereign grace, has let us see the prophet and the opening of the seven seals, and they haven't seen it. And because they haven't seen it, they still look to denomination. They still look to a man-made system. They don't know what these things mean. And they still try to walk in part light. But here it is, we have received the light of this day. The full light in its fullness. The present coming of this great light that has come to break between mortal and immortality. Between a dying world of corruption, a bright new shining day. A light that is letting us see how to go back to that kingdom. How to come out of man's kingdom and go to the kingdom of God. Daniel saw that the kingdom of man was going to pass away. It was prophecy sealed up in symbol form. Prophecy that encompasses the whole book of Revelation. Now think closely with me. The things that God revealed here and the things that through prayer Daniel and them was able to get a hold of God. It doesn't say it in the way I'm going to say it, but it means what I'm going to say. Because now we have grown in the Word, and now we can prove by Scripture that is what they saw. Because without those first four kingdoms, we don't even know where we are. That is one of the surest of prophecies in the Bible concerning time. How many of you know Daniel deals with time? Without that 70 weeks of prophecy in the Bible, you don't know your day. The Jews is the timepiece. Because the Jews is given an allotted amount of time. 70 weeks are determined until the consummation. Prophet said, you want to know the consummation? Then God will have to open those 70 weeks. He said, the church got up in the 4th chapter of Revelation. Don't appear until the 19th chapter. From the 4th to the 19th, God deal with Israel. Is that right? And in there come the seals, the trumpets, the vials, the wars, the plagues, the woman crossing from the moon to the sun, the casting out of the red dragon. All those things are in there. And you will not understand not one thing in there if we don't take Daniel. Because when Jesus died, 69 and a half weeks was fulfilled. So from 4 to the 19th is tied to the last half of the 70th week. And here we are in the end time. Israel is rushed back in the homeland. The generation that see the fig tree put forth his bud. See Israel back in the homeland. Come back for the last half of the 70th week. That generation will not pass away. And if Moses and Elijah is going to bring the same message there from the 4th to the 19th, then what is happening here right now is what's going to happen over there. What did Elijah do in the Bible? Call them out of Jezebel system. Is that right? Turn their heart back to the faith of the fathers. Is that happening to our people here right now? Repair the altar, even sacrifice. Shut up the heaven that there came famine in the land. Is there a spiritual famine? Not for bread or water, but for the hearing of the true word of God. But Elijah was give him hidden food. Is that right? God was providing spiritual food in due season. But there are Gentile woman in that hour there who can mix the meal and the oil and bring it through sticks under the ministry of the prophet. Is that right? Is that happening here? What did Moses do? Moses came with two signs to confirm his commission. Is that right? And when they rejected that, he will take water and put on dry land and there was to bring judgment. Was there a prophet that the angel said, as the prophet Moses was given two signs, so shall you be given two signs to confirm your commission. Is that so? 1946. 1964. He says here, take the rock now and throw it up. The same one who gave him the commission in 1946. The same one who gave him two signs. The same one said, no, for your third sign, throw it up, judgment will start. Did it happen on a Good Friday? Did he say it happened on a Good Friday because Jesus was crucified a second time? Was there an earthquake? Had the Alaska earthquake? Is that right? Judgment strike in West Coast. Alaska almost sunk. Is that right? Then the judgments have started in the earth. Now we remember AIDS and Ebola and SARS and this and it about terrorism and all the different things. You know what I mean about the population and they kill with pestilence, intentionally loosing viruses into the earth to depopulate places. Because the earth is overpopulated. What is he doing? Devouring the earth, breaking them in pieces, reshaping the world. Is there a new world order coming? Is there a one religion coming? That is a persecution if you don't bow down to that image. Is that promised in the book of Revelation? Is that in the book of Daniel? Revelation at the end of the Gentile dispensation. Daniel at the beginning of the Gentile dispensation. Amen? But a little group had know how to pray. A little group was being given the revelations by God. Isn't it beautiful from chapter 1 to 12, Daniel getting revelation? Only revelation. Out of the book. And out of the book he praying. And worshiping God. How many of you don't prevail in powers the revelation of the word? And he's an old man praying. And something struck him in his heart. A young boy rather praying. And when he's an old man, here comes Gabriel. At the time of the evening oblation. Hallelujah! The man Gabriel touched him at the time of the evening oblation. He flew swiftly. And said, God, greatly beloved. God, remember you from a young boy inside of here. Amen. You watch how you stood down through these years. You grow old. Since you get that first revelation there. You grow old, but you're still standing there. Still close to God. Still walking. Still God, still first in your life. Amen. Still put your value in the things of God. Still looking at under expectation. Your heart's still on fire before God. Just like there's a young boy now coming out there. Glory be to God in the highest. God, you stick with God. God sticks with you. How many remember that God told the prophet? Asa, he said, you stay with God, God will stay with you. Is that right? But you depart from God, God will depart from you. Is that right? Oh my. Think about it, friends. Glory. You walk with God. You esteem him greater, rich the report of Christ, greater treasures. Look at Moses' heart. He esteemed the reproach, greater treasures. They beat you, they call you devil, they call you chief tribulation, Satan's son, all kinds of things. But you esteem God. Oh, my Father is so great. Oh, my Father is so wonderful. I just love him. Amen. I hear the chipmunks and flap a little higher. Praise God. God is so beautiful. I see the rainbow. I hear the elk deep calling of the deep. I see the eagle fly. Oh my, I'll lean the gun against the tree. And I begin to rejoice and praise God. Dance among the tree. Amen. I forget the chipmunks a long time. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Thank God for that. Amen. Amen. In this woods that we are in here. Glory be to God in the highest. My. Yes, sir. I just love him. I just love him. You see, I don't just love revelation. I love God. This God reveals himself by the revelation. And that's why the revelation is sweet like honey in the rock. Amen. Because he's making himself known. These deep secret things, he hides from the wise and the prudent, but he reveals it to you. Not flirt as he pulls the bride close and whisper in her ear. Because these are the greater riches. The unsearchable riches. The hidden treasure of wisdom and knowledge. Amen! To bring you into secret, into his counsel. Where is that called the bride? I remember Samuel speaking the other night. Amen. He said, shall I hide from Abraham, my friend? Abraham, my friend. Jesus wants to say, I call you friends. Amen. The servant don't know these things. But I call you friends because I make known to you everything my Father told me. Amen. He carried one step further in this day. The day of the marriage. He said, I call you bride. He said, I call you bride. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Greatly beloved. Greatly beloved. You see it. You look away from that. Only one other way you can see yourself. From Trinidad. Working somewhere in some secular work there. Struggling. Amen. But you're looking at, you look away from that identity and you look in the word here and you see the birth paper and the marriage certificate here and you look in this mirror. Amen. And you see, dressed in the beautiful gown of his promised word, the wedding band of unmerited predestined grace. Hallelujah. The name revealed in the sun that's written in your forehead. My. Making love to him. Pregnant with his seed. And your womb sealed up to any other seed. Oh my. My. It's something to you. My. Don't let me. We just sing a song years ago, Mr. Mo. Nothing between my soul and my Savior. Oh man, maybe you'll see that tonight. Nothing between. You want to walk so close. Nothing between. You want sweet communion. Oh, just Jesus. People have been praying hard sometimes. They just, God doesn't want to talk. God doesn't want to talk. That's all. God doesn't want to talk. God just want me to laugh up a little bit. You want people to laugh up a little bit. You know, wife in the home. In the book of Daniel, he said, "What share? Who's with him there? The ancient of days, tens of thousands. Yeah, who's that?" He said, "The wife ministers to the husband. That's the bride. She ministers to him in the house." Amen. You see the husband there, but he's tired, and the wife come, "Honey," but while he's there laboring, she had something nice piece of cake or something, some nice dessert or something. Oh, the meal is all fixed and nice, and you know, day and no reason for no special thing, but she just feels to make him special today. I want to make him feel special today. So she's going to extra something. She bring a good for my father, like the merchant ships. She's going to just buy her one and box juice and pour it, but she get pineapple and she crush it up and she do different things, and she going to just buy a cake from Kiss, but she make a cake and then she give the kiss on top of that. Amen. I tell you, amen. Glory. She make him feel nice. Make him like a king in his house, amen. And the husband feel nice. And brother, from the time she walk out of the room, I think of how nice is she. Why, girl, he love to scores that. Love to scores that. Oh, because she has special things to do. And she's going to iron afterwards. And she's going to wash clothes afterwards. And she's going to chill afterwards. See? And that's what God is want. Brother is busy ruling the affairs of man, running the universe. Hey, the rest of the bride all over the world who are under persecution, who get in the house blocked with civil war, all in the Congo and different things. But who have it hard out in Indonesia, people trapped there under a Muslim place, and they can't even worship God through Christianity openly, and all these things. People up in Vietnam have to hide, and you know. And then we come to them and say, "Lord, we don't have it so hard over here. So we want to just, you know, why we help with brothers and sisters of our circle, and we still free and can move around. We're going to kiss you up a little bit tonight. Come to, you know, to love you up a little bit, and you know, get close to you, and you can tell us things, and you can reveal yourself to us, and you've been so good to us through the years, that, Lord. His songs and inspiration and the word, and Lord, we want to say thanks for all this. We see Daniel 1 in Revelation here in symbol form, but Lord, we see the reality form that, you know, when Daniel couldn't see it, because when we go to the book of Daniel, we're seeing things that Daniel couldn't see. The end of the shut it up is not for you to know, and here they've been made known to us in the days of the voice of the sounding of the seventh angel, when the mystery shall be finished. Think of it. Oh my, how we honor, love him up and make him feel so nice. Say, "Lord God, you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are my King. You are the Lamb. Lamb of Judah, seed of Abraham." Amen. "The Holy One, God's only Son. You are the King of whose I am." Amen. Hey, just say, give me, Lord. You are all the time. Lord, I feel like the little girl in the Song of Solomon. I want to sing up the song. "Come into your garden, Lord. Eat your pleasant fruits." Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Why is your pomegranates? Lord, it's full tonight. Oh man, you want that kind of thing. The kind of feeling that the young man, the young woman is having in the marriage. But when you look out there, turn around and see her coming there, all dressed in white, and she's coming up there. And then when the time comes to be a single love song, and you hold her hand there, and but all the cameras are around, and you're going to take that ring and put it in your finger, and you say that to yourself, "Say, honey, with all the love in my heart, I do wed thee, and I'll be faithful to you all the day." And you put that ring there, and she understands, and she takes that veil off and puts it on her shoulder. But that you feel we ought to have in our heart, because that only depicted this. This is the reality. And he knows it. He said, "I know. I see the trial coming. I see the storms coming. I see what they plan." I was listening in the private meeting in the Oval Office today. Yes. I hear what they're saying. He says, "You know, I who caused something in Abu Ghraib prison there to come out." He said, "So you all can see a confirmation of what I've been revealing among you all, because so many the faith can't hold it. So I let something slip out so they can know what is being said to the church is these saints are faithful and true. Behold, I come quickly, Perseus with the winged feet and Pegasus the winged horse." Oh my swiftness, a message flying. Amen. Oh my. The breaker. Breaking the word. Breaking it open. Unfolding the mystery. Anointing a church. Put them on the expectation. Posting them. What time is it, sirs? It's later than you think. Oh my. And the church just saturated in the presence of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. Think of it, friends. This book of Daniel, where we write in the beginning here, it opens up the great junction time. Do you know it's a junction time for the world right now? The world is crossing over in the uniting time. The end of all this uniting is the beast and his kingdom. Revelation 6, 7, and 8, the fourth seal, uniting three powers. Revelation 13. You can't buy or sell except you have demand. This brings that. All this uniting brings that. The information age. The age of the internet. Connecting the world together. The global village. Shrinking it and making it small. Controlled by technology and science. Junction time of the world. But right where that is happening, while they're uniting, there's another uniting going on. God, and by the invisible union, the marriage of the Lamb is come. There he is, I've got the bride. There he is, I've got the bride. And he bring her, and he introduces her to the bridegroom. Is that right? Not a union. Oh, my evening time. And Brother Isaac come out there, and he moved by the well where he's gone praying. He come out the wheat field, and then he looks over there, and he saw her. And one time he sees, he said, who is that? He said, that's the master. It started with Abraham sending the servant out, but it ends, he didn't go back to Abraham, he bring it to the son. Is that right? He bring it to the son. You don't see Abraham there, you see him bring it to the son. We got the mystery of God in flesh now. The union takes place through the revealing of the Son of Man. The head and the body unites through the revealing of the Son of Man. They show the church ages has run out. There's the bride in the bride age. There's the time when it happens. Oh, I'm saying so much of things there. I hope it's not going too fast for you. But I the time is up, so I'm just want to drop that in. Junction time for the nation. Junction time for the nation. Junction time for the region. 2005, you have to come together. Character. Junction time. And while this happened, to bring on that, look at the bird pains in the land. Blood. Murder, kidnapping, they can't stop it. Upheavals, social upheavals, political upheavals, cocaine and everything, diplomatic pouch. It is at the highest level. Yes. Honeycomb, yes. Crime, grip the nation. Right. Airport scandal, crime, grip the nation. Yes, land drenched with blood, yes. The cup is full. But there must be people like Ezekiel 22. God said, look to see a man who stand the hedge. The only thing stand the hedge is a union between God and man. That intercessor must be able to plead the cause of man before the supreme judge. Amen. He must understand the claims of God's justice, and he must know the needs of the man he's representing. And he must bring a holy man and a sinful God together in union. Is that right? Glory! That's why the book had to be eaten to go in the flesh. To bring the word in flesh. That the spirit and the bride in union could say, come. Go under the seven seals. God and man in union. Revelation 21 to 7. Revelation 21 to 7 was union. Revelation 22 to 17. Union. Spirit and bride. Same thing. Union says. Not I was. Not I will be. I am. God uniting his people. That's the revelation. The capstone. Revelation of seven thunders coming into your heart. This secret. That secret contained the ages. That secret contained the seals. Because the ages started when? When Jesus died. And the bride came out his side. Water, blood, and spirit. And their Pentecostal church was born. Is that right? And the seven church ages from the feet up to the head. We live out seven ages. And at the end of the 7 days, the bride and the bride age. And while the kingdoms of man is coming up, there's another image being formed through the word image. Is that right? Glory. My. India was the seals. Because Daniel saw Antichrist spirit. Daniel saw false prophet. Daniel saw beast. That's the salesman. White horse rider, Antichrist spirit. Then when it's crowned, false prophet, in the last days, become beast after united four kingdoms. Is that right? Daniel saw the trumpet. What was that? Whoa. Babylon conquered by war. Medan Persia conquered Babylon by war. Beast conquered Medan Persia by war. Is that right? Rome conquered them by war. And in the end, he come to judge and make war. Is that right? The vials, the passing away of them king, the earthly kingdoms. Like in the days of Noah, the world passed away. That rock mashed the thing up and blew it away like chaff on the cemetery floor. And that rock burned a great mountain. That sand, civilization, like man built, passed away. And there's one kingdom. The kingdom of this world become the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Wasn't that secret? Caught that secret.
Amen.
We are in the days of the ten toes. We are in the age of Leo the lion. We are in the age of the captain of the pyramid. The lion of Rohan, Sempel, utter the voices. Eisenhower and Kushner have shown themselves. Is that right? We are in the age of the capstone. Seven angels coming from a pyramid to cap the pyramid. Is this the thunders that are going to cap the pyramid? You open them, capstone, where them seven voices were sealed. The light never shone on. I've read all man writings. We are living the last chapter of the book of Revelation. Behold, I come quickly. And behold, I come quickly. And surely I come quickly. And the Spirit and the bride say, come and seal not up these things.
Amen.
After I open Revelation 10, don't go back and preach no little old denominational message and wonder how they will come in. And you had a good itavi and all the things you get to believe. It's eagles. You just fly and scream. Amen. You do a few cartwheels and a few backflips. You'll see them coming out. Amen. By the grace of God. They don't even understand what's going on. When you get them airborne, you'll talk to them plain. Separate them from that denominational atmosphere. Let them build to possess a law. Yes, sir. I'll do it. You wonder how people keep coming to this church and keep being born and keep adding. And you don't get long there. You keep preaching the same word. Amen. Being born on it. Amen. Why? It's something alive. Creating an atmosphere. They hear it by a different air. Amen. Glory, God put it down in their heart. He promised. Gabriel showed them the vision. All these things. Then the thunders, they come out of the headstone. The thunders. In the last times, in the days of the ten toes, the rock was to come. Is that right? Oh. Mash up all the kingdoms in this earth. And that stone, that rock of the revelation, that headstone is growing up inside this earth. Hallelujah! All the old Babylon spirit that we had. Amen. All the false image and false idols and all them different things with lies that we had there. Is that right? All the Medes and Persians, all the astrology and fortune telling and all kind of different things, sciences and these things. All them Greece with their wisdom and athletics and these things. All them Romans with their orgy and their games and all these things that we like. Is that right? But when the rock comes, we begin to get changed from wisdom to faith. Hallelujah. Children of darkness to light. Children of wrath by nature. But we have to have metamorphosis. Because the King Theophany, the Word, begin to come to be established in your heart. Glory! God raise up a church, friends. My Daniel. It was the time Babylon had devoured the whole earth. And what was in seed form there was now being made manifest here. Man can interpret their own language that all them soothsayers and theologians in the kingdom could interpret. You ask 1,000 denominations from the Pope to Benny Hinn to interpret Revelation 10:8-11 between the Gentile prophets and Jewish prophets. Can't you believe? That's right. Can't you believe? You know nothing. That's right. But you know. For 22 years or more, you hear one better focus on that one scripture and it can't done yet. The whole Bible. From Eve come out of Adam back there. The feminine spirit didn't reveal in another body because she couldn't be revealed in Adam while she was in Adam. She had to be taken out to reveal another body. Is that right? All the way to a mystery of the word, the title that Adam had, coming back into human flesh. In the, between the Gentile prophet, and the Gentile prophet left in 1965, and before the Jewish prophets. And they are yet to show themselves. And then from 66 to 2004, that word goes back to the flesh according to the Bible and prophecy. Because the bride can possess no promise, no inheritance. At the end of the seventh decade, houses and lands and vineyards shall be possessed again. You will take the deed out of the earthen vessel and you will claim what was rightfully your father's. Is that right? And if you are claiming back the inheritance given the fathers, Peter and Paul and them, who look for adoption, the change and the rapture and all these things, we are coming in like Joshua and Caleb and them to claim the land of the fathers. We have the title deed. Because the seven church aids that run out, the deed was to be taken out. How can we deny it, friends? We are at junction time. Omnipotence is speaking. Omnipotence is speaking. Omnipotence always speaks at the junction time. And the miraculous is taking place. Amen. The miraculous is taking place. Let's stand to our feet. Oh, praise God. Let the musicians play for me softly here. While they play, listen to this. A message called Mark of the Beast. I'm dropping a couple of quotes here so you know how to pray. Paul said, I pray that the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ be upon you, that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened. In other words, you'll have an unction from the Holy One to teach you all things. The real evidence of the Holy Ghost is to receive the revelation of the word in the day that you are living in. Your path, not somebody else's path. Revelation 10:1 to 7 is not your path. That's a one-man scripture. Revelation 11:3 is not your path. That's for the Jews. You have a path in between there. You have to recognize your path. The Holy Spirit must quicken your mind to show you where you are placed in the Bible. Daniel knew, I'm not in the age of the thighs of brass. I'm not in the age of the legs of iron. I'm in the age of the head of gold. Daniel knew. Is that right? Then when that age passed, he knew Babylon is fallen and crossed over into a new kingdom, the Medes and Persians. Is that right? Do you know the people in this age is crossing from one kingdom to the next? They're all coming under Catholicism and don't even know it. They're being moved right there, right now. That is taking the whole world in a snare. But you are being taken out. You are being taken out. Noah took them out of the old world and raised them up to the new world. And God had an outpouring to raise them up. After the revelation to seal them away, he had an outpouring to raise them up. You get that? Revelation showing you, constructing the word together, showing you come into this word. Abide in this word. Knowing the old world, knowing the ark, knowing the new world. To get to the old world, to the new world, Noah must get in the ark. To get in the ark, you must know how to build the word into the place where you can come through one door, come through three stories, justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Is that right? Not whoops and vaps. No. Pitch within and without. Keep the judgment, the wrath out, and be sealed in. To get out of here, you have to come into Christ. There's one door. There's three stories. It's happening to us. And listen. 2 weeks ago, I preached for you. Out of Daniel. And I tell you, these things are being revealed right here in this church. Night after night. You have to believe that. What is all these things? And this is not true. Do you know great, great man in this passage? Don't even know at 70 years old. People are looking for something to be revealed just before the rapture. And they don't know all these years have been just before the rapture. And it has been revealed. Now what are Ashu Shankin says? The mark of the beast. Is wisdom one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit? How many believe that? The Bible. 1 Corinthians 12 teaches that the gifts and all in the church is wisdom. Let's see one of the gifts. He said, now watch. Then he goes in. How could you say there is no speaking in tongues then? How could you say there is no interpretation of tongues? How could you say there is no divine healing? If I'm a body, I got a hand on this side and a hand on this side. But listen, all of us saying there are no gifts. That's for the 12 apostles. He's saying, but if I in the body, and the body, 1 Corinthians 12, Paul is teaching, the eye have seen, the ear have hearing, the mouth have speaking, the hand have touching, and you're typing with the gifts. Paul says, if I have hand, one hand here and one hand here, this is the body. Then how come you say you don't have that? If we are that body, it must be in the body. Because this is what the body is made up of. As long as we are the body and the body exists, this is what the body possesses. It's not a blind body that can't see. It's not a body that deaf. The body is gifted to see. The body is gifted to speak. The body is gifted to hear. The body is gifted to smell. The body is gifted to divide the word. The body is gifted to know and foretell things. The body is gifted to discern. It's always been here, friend. Listen, it's how you understand the word. Apollos was looking for the Holy Ghost to come. He didn't know about the Holy Ghost. He was right there. People are getting saved and moving in, and he's just going along with the normal. John the Baptist has come and introduced the Messiah. And he's just going along with that. And Paul said, have you received the Holy Ghost? So what Holy Ghost? All these things is here, friends. Talk to him about it tonight. He said, now watch. He's speaking the last days directly to the body. He said, here's to him that have wisdom. Revelation 10. Oh, I like this. Here's the one that will shock you. Listen. Here's the mind that has wisdom. Because that's what he said. He will understand these things. He said, here he's speaking directly to the body. If those Holy Spirit gifts didn't come down to all the age, why did he speak this for the last days then? If there's going to be no gifts to the church in the last days. Why did he direct this to the last days? Because this is written for Revelation 13. And Revelation 13 is when the squeeze comes. And Revelation 13 is when you can't buy or sell. And Revelation 13 is when that image rises with the voice of the dragon. And these are being revealed in the world right now. Then the gift of wisdom will be here. If it's not a beast devouring the earth, that will be here. If it's not an image raised up, that the beast is working his will through, then that has to be here to reveal that. Daniel's revealing that. Elijah's revealing what Ahab and Jezebel is doing. And that's all the types back there. Revelation was coming to elect while those was going on. They're going to take that to uncover and reveal. It proves it. How could you prove it again? Back and forth. No matter which side you turn. Next one. Back to the Holy Spirit. He goes again. Here's him that have wisdom. We find that the Spirit kept speaking expressly to him that had wisdom. To he that has knowledge. The different spirits. The gifts. Can you see that God's moving that church in the last days? Can't you see that God's moving that church in the last days? Can't you see that? There's got to rise a church full of the spiritual gifts, the real gifts of God. He has not have wisdom. Why without a denomination? He comes again. And here is the mind that has wisdom. Now how many knows the wisdom is one of the gifts of the Spirit? He said, now what kind of group he's talking to then? He must be talking to a group of people that has the gifts of the Spirit operating in this church. Now you stop, find that all through these church ages, here pulling out the Holy Spirit, speaking out how those gifts would be working in the last days. Now, we've got gifts of healing working. He had them in his own life. Since he went to the healing revival in 1946, and long before that. It's going good. But even while he had gifts of healing working, he hadn't opened any word. He's attracting the attention to get ready for a message. When the message had to come, though, you had to go into the next gift. Yes, sir. Tie the loose ends together. Bring it to the revelation of man. Open them if you're the thunders. You understand? Out there, little baby things. Not doctrine. Watch. It's going good. Well, brother, there's other gifts. That's just one of them. Don't want the healing. That's just a little minor thing. Hear this now. Why? Here's a far greater gift right here. Which would be the best of the gifts of the Holy Ghost? Which would be the best? He said, which would be the best? The gift of the Holy Ghost of wisdom to put the word of God together and to show the church where we are standing than just to get somebody healed. We all want to be well, but I'd rather have my soul well than my body well anytime. Oh my, the Holy Spirit speaking through John on Patmos. Which was great, that he opened the word of the healing revival. Which bring the church up to back to Apostle 8. Did the healing ministry take the church up to denominationalism? Did the word call a bride out? Healing is in the church. Always. But the church is not majoring on healing of the body now. The church is majoring on the perfecting the faith to the opening of the word. Seven thunders is the word. Give you faith for rapture and grace. And when there's sickness come and you already in the word, you know God heals. You know God delivers. You know all what God is, because under the word, God unveils himself to you. And under the word, the opening of the word, you see who God is, what he is, how he works, how he's him yesterday, today, and forever, how he unites with man, how he works through man. You see all that through the opening of the word. Serpent seed, I gave up five. This is the fifth one. Talking about the serpent seed and how they couldn't see it. He said, God hid it from the wise and the prudent, and promised to reveal it to the sons of God in the last days. When the sons of God will be made manifest. When God's sons that rejoice with him before the foundation of the world, when the great revelation of the Godhead and things would be brought down in the last days, he would manifest these things to the sons of God. You know the scripture teaches that. You know the scripture teaches that. He said, you know in the last days, when all this mystery of Godhead, serpent seed, marriage and divorce, coming down. And that is that's the fat part from 58, standing serpent seed coming down. Under the first and second Paul, one God, one baptism in the Lord Jesus Christ, written mysteries. When he started getting now into that age is over. Son of man being revealed between the Son of God and Son of David. Now in a conjunction, seven seals open after the denominational Israel run out. Shalom, the breaking of a new day, the eighth day. We come into know the eighth person. Eternal churches are in the seven seals. When them mysteries are to come down, sons of God come down from above. Now are sealed before the foundation of the world, now being revealed. What kind of message have you been hearing? Have you been hearing? Denomination false. God's not a prophet. Denomination false. God's not a prophet. Have you been seeing? Look what he's doing here. Look what he promised to do. Look how he's doing it. Look how the word is coming to the bride. Look how she is becoming him revealed. Look how she bears the headstone. She comes in his very own image. Look how she's got the final voice under her messenger. Look how she's the victory and the reason of his death. Look how she goes to the presence of the king. Look how she displays the token of the judgment hour. Look how Christ has been formed inside of her. Look how she knows she has this secret. The word is inside of her. Look how she's She's on the beach going to see the unseen bridegroom. Look how she's judging fit from receiving fit to be changed. That's the reason that God is opening these things to us. That's the reason that God is opening these things to us. God is bringing his sons into manifestation. That's the reason God is opening these things to us. God is bringing his sons into manifestation. He's going beyond the limitations of any human knowledge, way into the spiritual revelation, and bringing it down. Haven't we been teaching the Bible? Yes, to him that has wisdom. Not what he learned in some seminary, but what he can learn on his knees before God. What pleased God to give him. Sons of God made manifest. What is your understanding of manifestation, sons of God? Tell me. How is he doing it? How is he taking place? How is he perfecting his church? How we can go before God? Daniel says, come. Come, my children, to mind. Come. Come, let us come before the Father. Come, let us bow down before our Maker. Come, let us kneel before him. Come, let us approach him. Come, let us inquire of him tonight. Come, let us seek this revelation. He said, I will write my laws upon your heart and your minds. And this is a new covenant I'll establish with you. And I will be your God and you shall be my people. And I will blot out your iniquities and I'll remember them no more. Come tonight. Let us enter. We are people who have been called by his grace. We are people who he has dealt with so graciously. We have failures and mistakes, but he knows he's going to have that. We made mistakes of regret, but he let us fall into summer 8 without coming to help us and take us out. So we can see how detrimental it is to hold on to things and say, let go. And we didn't let go. And when we feel the bitter pain of it, now he doesn't tell us to let go and we question. We see it. When he says let go, we learn to trust him what he says and not reason with what he says. We learn to humble ourselves before him. Come, let us draw near with a true heart tonight. Draw me nearer. Nearer is the chorus and we end in the prayer. Nearer, blessed Lord. I am thine, O Lord. Listen before it was in the chorus. You are his. We purchase you. You are his purchased possession. And I've heard that voice tonight. And it told thy love to me. Hallelujah. To rise in the arms of faith. Hallelujah. And be closer drawn to thee. He can reveal these deep secret things to show us how to repair. Draw me near, Lord. Take me past the veil tonight, where the manna is in the golden pot, where the word written is in the ark. Today, right from the fleshly tables of your heart, in your tabernacle, not on tables of stone. Love him tonight as you see it. Have a strong, deep desire to be near to him, to be close to him. Yeah. blessed, Lord. Oh God, to thy precious. Breathe inside. That's a fountain. Consecrate me now. This is the hour of divine consecration, the prophet says. I want to lay aside every weight. He can get us ready for a new ministry, a ministry of testimony. That window with a steadfast hope. You just talk to the Father tonight. Tell him how you love him tonight. Thank him. Thank him for what he's done for you. Tell him how you appreciate he brought you this message to walk in light so you can have fellowship with him, that you can come to know who he is. Tell him what that has mean, what it means to you that he has done this thing so graciously to you. While the world is in darkness, you are a child of light. Be grateful. Be thankful to him. If maybe that's all you do, just thank him and praise him. He already knows what you have need of him before you ask. But the more asking for more needs until you first thank him for answered prayer. And for the good things you've done in your life down through these years. Ask him for a spirit of obedience. To be contented with your allotted portion in life. Ask him to take away self-will. To be humble where he can lead you. He'll give it to you tonight. Open up your heart. Let him shed abroad his love in your heart by the Holy Spirit. We want to be in condition. We have people in St. Lucia opening up their hearts to receive the word right now. Wanting to make a commitment. Couple of them will be coming over here. We want to be in condition that God can use us to the fulfilling of his word. Where they can seek God and not man. And when God will have us to represent him before people, we will be so much out of the way, emptied out. I've come to the place where we learn human weakness. He can perfect and strengthen us. Let's talk to him tonight. Thank him for the blood that cleanses you every day, that puts your sin this year forgetfulness, so you don't have to live in condemnation. Thank him for it. We can never overemphasize the value or what it means to see that fountain. A fountain open in the house of David that cleanses from all our filthiness. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of the testimony. These are they who wash the robes white in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his mighty name, praise his mighty name. Praise his mighty name. Praise his mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's a chorus we used to sing here. He's my reason for living. He's the King of all kings. Jesus, my only possession. Jesus, my everything. Is he your reason for living? Is he your everything? Is he your only possession? Is he the King of your life? Does he reign and rule in the kingdom of your heart? Jesus, be the Lord of all, the King of my heart. Amen. Let us sing, he is my reason for living. Amen. My reason for living is oh Jesus, my only possession. Sing to him, worship him, pour your love to him tonight. Break the alabaster box of your heart and let your love spill out and anoint him tonight. Hosea, Jesus, my everything. Oh, sing again. He is my reason. Possession. Jesus, my only possession. Jesus, my everything. Jesus, my everything. Oh, let's give it one more time. Let's sing, you are my reason for living. Lift your hands and worship him, amen. For me to live is Christ. That I live, but Christ that lives in me, Paul says. I die daily. This great, marvelous Christ could live in and through me. The King, that's my confession, Lord. Oh, King. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, my only possession. Jesus, my only possession. Jesus, my everything. Oh, sisters, you sing it to him. You are my reason for living. Like Mary at his feet, anointed him with that ointment. And the Bible said, the fragrance filled the whole room. Costly spikenard. Oh, she took all that she had to buy that she might anoint him. Wherever the gospel is preached, she says, this will be a memorial unto her.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh Lord, let your love fill our hearts tonight. Shed it abroad afresh in every heart, dear God. Will you, Jesus? One more time, all together now. You are my reason. You are my reason. Let me live and live only for you, Lord. Let me be a prisoner to your word. Be the king of the kingdoms of my heart, Lord. Establish a throne in my bosom. You are the pearl of great price. I sell everything to buy Jesus, my only possession. Jesus, my only possession. Jesus, my everything. Oh, you are my king. You are the Lamb. You are my King. Oh, you are the Lamb. Lion of Judah, seed of Israel. The Holy One. You are the King. Oh, sing it again. You are my King. Worship him. Pour your praise upon him tonight. Let everything grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Seed of Abraham. Filled with laughter. Like Sarah, God has made us to laugh. He's revealed his promise. He's confirming it. My heart has known your peace. Oh, I've traveled far, but still there is more to go. Coming down to that huge portion of it. Oh, but in my heart there's a longing tonight. There is a longing to look upon your face. Oh, that where you are is where I want to be. Oh, how we desire that tonight. Jesus, I go prepare a place for you, and I'll come and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Hallelujah!
You are the Lamb.
Oh, the Lamb that bled and died for us. Oh, the Lamb of Judah, Lord of them seven thunders. The seed of Abraham that possessed the gates of the enemy. Hallelujah! Oh, the Holy One of Israel that made the demons tremble. God's only Son. Oh, the Word that became flesh to die for us. You are the King. The King of whom I am. Oh, every road I've traveled down, let the light to shine, even as you're doing now in this hour. We can walk in a very bright light, making the way clear, a lamp on your feet, a light on your pathway. And I'm looking for the day. I already hear your voice saying shalom and it's breaking. I bow before you and lay my crown. At your feet. Oh, wouldn't that be a time? You are my king. My king. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you tonight. We thank you for your grace and your mercies. So bountifully poured upon us. Glorify him tonight. Let's express how we feel in our hearts to him, what he means to us. Amen. The fears of 10,000, the love of our soul. Amen. The wonder we live for. Glory be to God in the highest. We got a million lives. We give them all to him. Oh, my, deserving of so much more tonight. We just want to worship and praise him and thank him and glorify him tonight. Oh, blessed be his name. Done for me is not in vain, and I will stake my claim, stake my claim on your holy name. Oh, how I love you so. Oh, sing again, Jesus. No other man. No other man who's alive. No other man. He died to save this world from sin. To save this world from sin. Oh, and I'll dedicate my life. That's my pledge for him tonight. How many pledge that would be? Dedicate my life to serving him. He died so I could live. And I live today because he died. He shed his life with me. Hey, Jesus, I love you so. And I want you to know it just breaks my heart. You see how cruel my sin was. I marvel at the wonders of your grace, your sacrifice for me, Jesus. I'm coming to learn. I'm learning more and more how to appreciate it. Oh, what a gift! Hallelujah! What a gift you gave to me. Magnify your name and to tell us about your love. My heart, I'll dedicate my life to serving him. He died so I could live. So I could live. Because you recognize it, you open your word, you teach us, you show the value of it. And Lord, we are so grateful and feel so privileged tonight to have been dealt with in such a manner. We who are deserving of judgment, you dealt with us in love and forgiveness. Oh God, now we live for you, Lord. We pledge that we purpose in our hearts, oh God, here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you bow our hearts, I call Brother Michael Fortune to go and pray and pray dismissal tonight. Blessed be his wonderful name. Every head bowed, every eye closed, all over the building, all in the side rooms everywhere. Oh, my, we are in his presence. The Almighty God shedding abroad his love in our hearts. He wants us to honor him and praise him. Amen. He's great. He's the matchless one. Amen. He'll bring every word he has spoken to pass.
Let's find ourselves abiding in that word, friends. And that word abiding inside of us, no matter what it takes. Let's be willing to lay aside every weight and every sin. That word might be deeply rooted and grounded and established and settled within us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Dear Father, with grace in our hearts, dear God, and the opportunity you have given to us, we thank you for being in your presence.
Thank you, Lord.
So much we have learned, dear God. Each and every day we are learning more and more.
Oh,
but oh God, the greatest thing, Lord, is to love you.
Hallelujah.
The way you loved us, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dear God, when we think about, Lord, how you left your throne in glory.
Yes.
Dear God, and you condescend to men of low degree.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, to see you come into us, Lord.
Jesus.
Unworthy people, dear God.
Yes, Lord.
Lost, not knowing who we are, what we are called for. But dear God, in your great mercy, Lord, you stopped and talked to us.
Yes.
Letting us know who we are, dear God. Letting us know the importance of the new birth, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Dear God, we could die to the old life, dear God.
Oh, God.
And we could rise anew.
Yes, Jesus.
Dear God, you didn't leave us.
Yes, Lord.
Each and every step of the way, Lord, we could look and we could see you walking with us.
Yes, Lord.
Talking with us.
Thank you, Lord.
Encouraging us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, looking beyond our faults.
Yes, Jesus.
Looking beyond our failures.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, there's so much, Lord, even if we look at ourselves.
True, Lord.
We truly abhor ourselves, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But yet you look beyond all that, dear God.
Oh, God.
And dear God, you continue to love us. Oh, how we want to love you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, how we want to worship you every
Hallelujah.
Moment, every day.
Hallelujah.
Dear God, in the things we do, in the things we say, dear God.
Thank you, Lord.
And we know, dear God, that we can only do it if your life, if your spirit will take a hold of us.
Thank you, Lord.
If we can so yield, oh God, that you can have the preeminence.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Lord, you loved us so much to send a prophet
thank
to us,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Oh God, when we didn't know
thank
what
you,
a Bible
Lord.
Was, Lord, you caused us to believe.
Yes, Lord.
And oh God, you sent us a servant, dear God.
Jesus.
Oh Lord, the light waved before us day
oh,
after day, dear God.
God.
Lord, we see the importance of revelation, dear
Jesus.
God.
Jesus.
And we know that revelation is prevailing power, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, give us a heart to believe you, Lord.
Right, Lord.
To believe everything you say to us, dear God.
Yes.
Knowing, dear Father, that we are walking, dear God, in a revealed word, dear God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we see the things around us changing.
Yes.
We see the many statements being made.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, yet we're not afraid.
True, Lord.
For you have showed us, Lord God, a way to walk.
Thank you.
A way to think.
Thank you, Lord.
Dear God, that will bring a confidence, dear God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dear God, you brought us close to you, Father.
Yes.
You held us in your arms, dear Hallelujah. God. You walk with us, dear God.
Yeah.
Dear God, we have seen your love, dear
Thank
God.
You, Lord.
In the revelation of your word, you cared so much for us, Lord.
Thank you.
That you told us so many, many things, Lord.
Yes.
Dear God, we stand here and we see you go out, Lord, and go to the different islands
yes.
in the region, Lord, and you call them to yourself, Lord,
yes.
by your word.
Yes.
And dear God, we saw no man take glory.
True, Lord.
But we see you lifted up each day, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every day we rejoice to see someone come in, Lord, a brother, a sister.
Yes.
We begin to know, dear God, how much you really loved us.
Thank you.
When we walk from here, dear God, cause us to love you more, Father.
Yes, Jesus.
Cause us to understand what you did for us on the cross, Lord.
Yes.
The way you've made for us, dear God. Oh, how we love you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, how we love you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, from
the depths of our hearts, dear God. There's no one could love us like you do, Father.
True, Lord.
Oh, God, and we rejoice in your love, Father. Dear God, we want more of it, Lord. We want to understand it more and more, Lord. Dear God.
Yes.
We thank you tonight, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless your name, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, we lift you up, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
And for those of us who may not yet understand that great love, Father.
Yes.
We know you wouldn't leave them, Lord.
True, Lord.
You will cause them to understand.
Oh, God, be
Lord, they will rise up, Father.
Yes, we grant.
Dear God, we still remember the young people, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, how you showed us through Daniel tonight, Lord. That was so wonderful,
Jesus.
Dear God. That the young people can have hope, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, God, we are surrounded around with so much ungodliness.
Yes.
False images, Lord. But yet you showed us a true image tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, how we want to cradle that in our hearts and walk away with it.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, God, how we want to cherish it. We want to hold it. We want to nurture it. We thank you tonight, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your people, Father.
Yes.
Bless the elders who have stood with the ministry down through the years, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, God, keep it where it is today, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Remember their children, dear God.
Grant it, oh God.
Remember, dear God, the many sacrifices they have made,
yes,
oh God.
Yes,
to help us to keep walking, Lord. Father. Hours and hours of the day that they may have spent, Lord.
Oh, God.
Depriving their own families of their time and their
Lord,
energies,
Jesus.
Dear God. Lord, we know you wouldn't let them go unrewarded, Lord. For you have said you'll never forget our labor of love.
Oh, God.
True. Oh, God, how we thank you tonight, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, how we lift our hands to give you praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You're worthy for everything, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, dear God. Grant us traveling mercies, dear God. For we know your never-failing presence will always be with us, Father.
Yes.
For we are yours. And we thank you for it, Father.
Thank you.
Bless your name, dear God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Greet each other. Thank you, brother, for that inspired prayer. Amen. Just feel the Holy Spirit praying through you tonight. Hallelujah. 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 May I have a seat. I stand in awe. I stand in awe of you. Amen. I wonder if she's a quality field. Where she is. I see you. You've been singing that song tonight again. That's right here in this spot, man. Unworthy, amen. Let me see this cross in the camera. And while they play softly, let me say this. To all of you who they have been informed by the office, and that's just specifically those, because the meeting is designed just for those who we ask the office to inform, and it's a very serious, serious meeting, so don't take it lightly, and don't come, you know, with a slipper or so. Come probably a tie, because we are going to be recording it and filming it as well for the rest of the believers. We'll have access to it and the things we want to discuss, because we believe the Holy Spirit wants to just kind of raise up the work a little bit. And these people who were directly involved in overseeing the live service, this have nothing to do with the service the services that are rendered and take place after here. But this is definitely for the service while we're here. And I feel very much impressed to do this. And led to do this at this time. And so we want to just have the morning session. The lunch have been catered for you and everything else. And we went to the tent and try to set it up. Just like when we had the Friday and Saturday morning meetings. When we had the convention last year. So that kind of setting, that kind of meeting. And so we are depending on you to be here promptly. This is just directed, as I said, to the people here, and I trust you listen to me. From 10 to 12, then lunch will be from 12 to 1, and then the afternoon session is from 1 to 3. And then we trust that after that, then maybe we'll have to have a couple of those more, because I certainly don't believe the preacher will be preaching, trying to get the church to move in the atmosphere, and then the other things that need to accommodate that so we can operate smoothly, and the service can be a greater blessing, and all the potential that is here that is to be let loose and realize we should be able to draw and be able to enjoy and benefit from all that God wants to give to us. Just stay in the atmosphere of worship. I stand in awe. So Paul and they sing the song after. Come right in, and then we are dismissed by God's grace. I certainly was an orphan tonight. I stand in awe. Let's all be a real Daniel. I feel when our brother prayed tonight, yeah. Now the very spirit of Daniel praying right through him. Spirit be praying. I stand in awe. One more time, is it? Just take the place. I stand.
Oh, salvation died for me. This wretched man that I am, he sacrificed himself to set me free.
I Praise his wonderful name. Amen. Glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. It say he was glad when they said, let us go in the house of the Lord. Amen. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, I will praise the Lord. Amen. Ushers will usher you out. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I will praise the Lord.